said it's about conditioning the mind, body, and spirit. It takes practice, commitment, vision, goal setting, determination, sharp focus, respect, and discipline. Once you learn it, you can apply it to all aspects of your life. The Warrior's Mindset prepares you for the largest competition ever, the competition against self.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Okay, everybody. Willie the Bam Johnson here once again with the Warrior's Mindset Radio. We'd like to welcome you for constantly joining in with some of our great guests, man. I mean, you know what it's all about. It's about flipping the script and really digging down inside ourselves and tapping into that warrior's mindset so we can be able to overcome all the obstacles and pitfalls that we face every day, especially during these times. Everybody need a beacon of hope, opportunity, and solutions to just get up out the bed, man. I know you just feel like you're frozen in time and you don't know what to do because we live in a world of uncertainty, but we ain't going to support that negativity. We're going to support you with positive energy and solutions to be able to get up and be the best you can possibly be. The guest that I have today, Mr. Demetrius, the Urban Action Showcase, a dear friend, a dear brother of mine, whom we work on a program called the Call to Action. But this man right now, is we got to call him a historian because his event has really been able to capitalize on the opportunities and the knowledge and as also the entertainment of a genre of entertainment that most people just overlook, like action heroes. Mr. Demetrius, can you give us a brief little introduction here, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. The Urban Action Showcase and Expo celebrates diversity and the multicultural achievements in the blockbuster action genre, bringing both access and awareness to heroes of color. Why? Because, first of all, everyone needs a hero. Second of all, this world has painted an imbued reality when it comes to people of color that it has been negative since the days of slavery, propaganda, and so forth. And when you realize that it's the images that influence and create the constructs in your mind, you realize that those images is what you have to attack. You got to attack the root if you want to change the fruit. So that being said, it's important for us to have heroic images that reflect our image and our interest in mainstream media. And the blockbuster genre being the number one genre, it's the genre that makes all the money, but it's also the genre that costs all the money to create, but it's also the worldwide genre. There's nothing that goes worldwide like the action genre. So if you actually go look at the statistics, the top 10 movies, grossing movies of all time, most of them are going to be Marvel-based films or some type of a Disney-based film where there is some type of action, adventure, fantasy, sci-fi, supernatural, at the end of the day, where someone is saving the day. And it's important for us to have images that save the day instead of being saved by the day. Many times the images we see, they're saving people from us. You know what I'm saying? Because of those negative stereotypes. So we decided in, to manifest a vision that we've had for a long time. In 2013, I was grateful to have been a longtime consultant at HBO, and I was able to parlay some of my, relationships to be able to pitch this idea. And along with the Urban Action Showcase and Expo, we have a few events that comprise the entire core of the event. And that's the Urban Action Showcase International Action Film Festival. And then at that time, Cinemax came on as the sponsor for the short film competition. So we had the Cinemax Action Short Film Competition. And now 9 years later, we've gotten purchased by AT&T, so now it's the Warner Media Action Short Film Competition. But along with that, we have the Diversity in Action Awards and the Behind the Action Awards. The Diversity in Action Awards honors past, present, and future multicultural achievements, specifically in the blockbuster action genre. But the Behind the Action Awards honors all the stunt performers, action directors, and all the people behind the scenes that make the action happen. And then the final part is the Urban Action Expo, which is a marketplace that embodies everything to do with the genre, everything to do with the genre. So if you're an agent, an agency, a stunt performer, an actor, if you're a filmmaker, a camera person, an editor, a comic book creator, a producer, anything to do with the field, there's a marketplace for this that we have at the event. And fortunately, a lot of people would say unfortunately, but fortunately, because of last year's COVID, we were actually able to expand to what we call the internet, right? So we were able to expand where we have a virtual presence as well. So last year, for the first time, you saw the 2020 Urban Action Showcase and Expo virtual experience. And man, God showed up and showed out. We had 95,000 people, more than we ever had. And then, you know, he made it so that we've had everybody from Tony Jaa to Billy Blanks, you know, come through on those red carpets and so forth. So now we have a new branch, so to speak, where we're able to execute events year round now and touch the people. It's about the people. And it's about change. And if you, like you're doing, if you inspire the people to change, they will change, and then change happens. But change does not happen without change. So that's what's important.
So, you know, to take upon such a big event, or first of all, to have a passion for something like this, and going after any passion, any dream, you got God, but a lot of times you're alone as a human visionary until you can prove of concept. But that takes a warrior's mindset. How do you maintain that warrior's mindset, especially at the beginning, when everybody probably thought you was crazy?
Well, it's important to know that every passion should stem from a purpose. Mm-hmm. And when you realize that, I believe that as an individual, you have to have certain characteristics and core foundation that allows you to go above yourself. And for me, it's the presence of God in my life. But when you talk about, you know, the darkness and the seed, basically you're talking about the seed. Whenever you have an idea, you have a seed, right? You're pregnant with something, but no one understands the potential of that seed but you. So you have to have a clear understanding of what your vision is, what your passion is, and what your purpose is. Because in order for a seed to spring forth to its full potential, you're going to need three main things. The first thing you're going to need, obviously, is a clear identity of that seed. What is that seed? What is its potential? Is it an apple seed, orange seed? Is it a sunflower? What kind of seed is this, right? Now, once you're clear, now that seed has to be planted in a place of nurture. Now, the place of nurture is not a comfortable place. Nurturing is something that causes pressure so that seed can now begin to transform. You see, the seed in and itself only represents the potential, but it's the transformation of that seed that brings it to fruition. That being said, every seed must go into the ground. The ground is the foundation. The ground is the place of nurture, but that ground is made to break you so that you become rooted, right? And what's above now, you have the next two factors. You have the water and you have the light, right? You have the water and the light. So you need the ground, the water, and the light to all work together so that this seed can begin to see the light of day. So for a long time, there is a darkness, like you said, that you're going to have to become comfortable with because this is the time of rooting. You've got to go down before you go up. You've got to break open before you break out. So that being said, you know, as that seed, that ground is your nurture. So you got to be careful of where you're grounded, because a lot of places will make you feel comfortable. And by doing that, you never get rooted. You can't root yourself until there is a pressure. You know what I'm saying? You need a pressure and a place to be able to go down and begin to spread out so that that which you have on the inside can begin to push forth up to so that other people can see, oh, this is what he's talking about. Now, this is my ninth year, you know, and I'm not saying that I have fully transformed into what I'm going to be, but I feel that I've got at least one or two petals on my flower. So year by year, you understand, you don't start out as a tree. You don't start out that way. You start out as a root, and of course, then you become a stem or a shoot, right? Then you begin to sprout a leaf, right? And then as you get better, then you get some branches, and then, you know, the flower, people begin to see the flower. But the thing is, most people aren't attracted until they see the flower. They don't understand that the real deal is in the root, right? Because before there's any kind of fruit, you got to have the root.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's the flower that attracts people. So it's that what they believe the end result is that influences or entices them. But you must realize that is not who you are. That is just basically a reflection of your potential, right? And at the end of the day, all of this is for someone, is for a cause, not because.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not for, you know, no one's gift is for themselves. Everyone's gift is to give, right? Give. And that's what it's about, giving opportunity, giving, creating awareness, giving access to not just individuals, but information, education, right? Exposure, facilitation. So that you can be, or for those who are interested in this, can be the next leaf, the next branch, right? In martial arts, we talk about each one, teach one. Well, that has to do with investing in people's lives. And that, I believe that's what we do at the Urban Action Showcase. We invest in lives. We invest in dreams. We invest in hopes. Because the Bible that I read says, without a vision, my people perish. He said, write the vision on the wall and make it plain. You see, the vision has to be clear. You've got to write it down. You've got to make it plain because you need a focus point, something to see. See, the sun gives you a point of focus, that light. Every single tree, every single vine reaches for the light. There's a focus point.
Well, the one thing I can say about that focus, I remember when we first started working together, I said, hey, Master Demetrius, let's go. Can you come to this event? You're like, nah, Master Bam, I got to stay focused on my event. And I was like, can you come to this event? Nah, Master Bam, I got to stay focused on my event. No, can you come to this event? Nah, Master Bam, I got. And I think that's what a lot of times, especially artistic people, sometimes we get scattered. You know, we lose focus on that one little focus point of balance where we know if we can get this, then we can see how all those other things come into play. And I think what you're saying now, because you did remain focused at the beginning, now you can speak about all these other big things that are now coming into play, especially at a time when most people are like, man, I can't go forward. I'm losing my business. You're having a success during a time of a pandemic where most people don't know what to do. I mean, how important is that focus? I mean, I know you mentioned it, but what do you do daily to remain focused? I mean, when all these wonderful roses and bling and dollar bills and people and especially in this industry come flying by and trying to sweep you off your feet, how do you remain focused?
Well, like I said, personally, you know, the word of God is what grounds me, because it gives me purpose. It gives me clarity. It gives me understanding. And when you have that, it's not hard to focus. I believe the problem is not that people can't focus, they can't see, is that they cannot respond. Because there's until there is action, right? Everything is just an idea,
right?
There has to be something that springs forth. There has to be something that goes forward and begins to, I used to like to say, walk this vision out. It begins to bring it to pass. So for me, I find it very important to be disciplined. And honestly, that self-discipline came from the martial arts. You have a vision, and then there's a blueprint in order to obtain that vision. If you want to go up the steps, there's a few ways you can get up there, but there's only one way that's going to allow you to clearly understand the process. And that's what's important. It's the process to the success, right, that makes the difference. Now, if I want to get up in the building, there's a few ways. Depends on where I'm trying to get to. If I'm trying to get to the roof, right, I can take the elevator. I can take a helicopter. You know, if I'm crazy enough, you know, I can scale the building. But the most important and influential way is the steps, because there's a understanding of a process each step that you take, and you know exactly how you got there. So if any time that something happens to that building falls or whatever, once you erect a new building, you understand the blueprint of those stairs that takes you to each level that you're looking to go to. So for me, that focus has to do with the understanding of where I'm trying to go and the process to which I need to get there. You see, that's where it comes in for me, because, you know, in martial arts, you got to be a doer. You ain't no black belt backseat drivers. Well, not no real ones. You can do anything today. But I'm saying,
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm saying you got to do the work.
Yeah.
you got to get into work, and you got to love the work.
Yeah.
You've got to love that work. You got to love getting up when ain't nobody else up. You got to love practicing when ain't nobody else practicing. See, something about martial arts, it's an individual accomplishment where you're conquering yourself. You see, ministering at times, I let people know that the number one enemy in life is inner me. You see, it's inner me that's your enemy. And that's usually the only thing that can stop you. If you ever read the book, if you look at the account of the Genesis or the beginning, you know, when you have Adam and God told Adam something, God gave Adam a vision, but he told Adam there's some things you cannot do, right? And then you had Eve, which was his wife and so forth. But at the end of the day, the enemy, right, the Satan, he told him, he said, Adam, can't you see, get him off focus. He said, can't you see that this fruit here is good and it is good for food? And the thing is that, you know, Adam, you know, allowed his vision to be distorted. See, there's a lot of folks that I call deity in them, and that's destiny deterrence. There's a lot of people that will deter your destiny by getting your focus off what the plan was and bringing something else because it looked good.
Right.
You know, he said, doesn't it look good? And it is, can you see it's, you know, good to eat? But that ain't got nothing to do with the vision. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you were talking about. I couldn't do those things because I knew the vision and what it took to create this vision and that focus that it was going to take to bring it to pass, because that little leaf you saw wasn't even a petal. You know what I'm saying? Because I understood where I'm trying to take this vision to. And still today, I ain't got that many petals, but I'm still focused on the vision and trying to bring something new each time so that it can be fully manifest.
Well, and I think when we talk about people that can be influencers of helping people get their visions, like stars, how important is it for people that have that, because that's a great responsibility to be a celebrity, in action films or any genre entertainment that can empower people. What would you say the main responsibility to a hero? I mean, you can't just, back in the day, you can be one thing on the screen, but behind closed doors, you was another thing. But you got kids looking up to you. You got kids wanting to be like you. You got kids, I mean, if you're not walking the walk and just talking the talk, it can be devastating to the fans and to the kids that are trying to be like you. How important is it for you to learn to stay true to walking the walk?
Oh, that's everything. We're talking about integrity, right? Mm-hmm. Integrity, that's what your foundation needs to be built on, or else it's going to crumble, mm-hmm. right? If your foundation loses integrity, your house is done. Mm-hmm. So if you want any real foundation, it's got to be based in integrity. And I am fortunate enough to have relationships and meet people of integrity. And that's the type of people that I bring to the event to make sure that, the young people and the fans can hear something from these people that's going to change their lives. Because like you said, whether you like it or not, when you're a successful person and you look like someone else, meaning you look like a particular race or whatever, you become an influencer or someone that's a heroic figure or a mentor figure to them psychologically, right? Because we all know that these are images. But like I said before, it's they're images that influence, right? We have so many influences around us. All those influences come from images. And however, the value of those images have to do with what type of influence that we're going to get. Very few people are able to separate what they see, right, from what actually is. That's why we have a saying that perception is reality, but most of the time has nothing to do with the truth, right? You can perceive something, and that perception is your reality, but it has nothing to do with the truth. The truth doesn't come until you become invested in that perception. So you can really test it and see, okay, what is the truth here in this situation? So it's important for these influences, for these figures, obviously, to stand and to walk in integrity, because they are influencing so many people through the body of their work, and even more so when they're having, interviews or in person. And I just thought that was very important. Because I know what influenced me, watching Bruce Lee on TV, that influenced me to want to do martial arts, right? Watching certain, professional football influenced me to want to play football when I was a little kid. So once again, it's these images that create a vision within the individual, right? And now you take on that vision, right, based on those images of influence. And it's up to you. A lot of people are fully molded by those images, but a lot of people take those visions and begin to manifest their own creation.
Yeah. It's when we talk about, just your event, I know in a couple of years ago, I don't know if it was your first year when we came together with this whole call to action.
Second year?
Mm-hmm. Okay, second year we came through. Because I had this crazy idea, and we both agreed that maybe it'd be a great idea. But how would you describe call to action, your vision, and why you even agreed to work on something like that?
Well, the protocols of the Urban Action Showcase are information, education, facilitation, and exposure. So anything that we do have to meet at least three of those four protocols. And the ideas that we were formulating when I came up with the idea of call to action embodied all of those, because call to action was a place where you could be informed about getting into the action genre. You can then get educated, because we brought in the top people, right, from the genre, the stunt performers, the action stars, the action directors, right? And then it was a place where you can get exposure. You were able to perform in front of these people. And then it was a place of facilitation because there was an end game where, number one, let me give you an example. You can either get, you know, be in some, get into a film or whatever, but let me give you a good example. I think it was this one. 2015. Remember I had James Liu come through?
Yeah.
Do you know who James Liu was at that time? He was the head stunt coordinator for Luke Cage.
Yeah.
So what happened? A lot of those people who got the opportunity to perform in front of him were able then to get on Luke Cage, get their SAG card, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And begin the process into the field that you know that they were interested in. So that's what it was all about. You know, creating these opportunities, informing them, educating them, right? And then giving them a place of exposure and then facilitating all of that into something tangible where now they can say, okay, I'm here now. Now I can begin to make my way. And that's what we did with the program. That's what we continue to do with the program. And I believe those are the building blocks to get people started on their journey.
Yeah, I agree. And I see it has been growing over the years. I mean, as we move forward, if there's anything that you would like, just a little bit more education on what can people expect from the Urban Action Showcase this year. For some people that are out there that never even been, we can talk about the world of martial arts. There's a lot of people, they probably still don't think that it's for them. Nah, I'm a pass. What can you say to educate people a little bit more about, you know, why you believe this deserves an opportunity, especially during this year. It deserves a chance to come out, feel it out and check it out. And experience this fantastic. Well, we ain't even talking about a weekend. You're talking about a whole year now. So it's like, what can you do to help get some people to just give it a try?
Well, once again, we have two audiences. We have the fan side and we have the professional side, right? So from the fan side, it's everything that has to do with your heroes and learning more about them. From the comics, you know, to graphic novels, to the movies that you love, the anniversaries of the movies that you love, to the actual action stars that you love. And then most of all, being able to, I guess you want to call it, being able to network or to just, you know, hang out with people who love the same things. At our physical event, we're usually at AMC Theaters Times Square, which is the largest multiplex theater in New York City, in the crossroads of the world. And we take over four floors. And you've got, you know, over seven theaters that we're taking over of films. And then we got the expo. So you're connecting with the creatives and the artwork and the pop culture items that you love, you know, within the genre. So you're basically what they would call geeking out. You know, you're having a great time with people who love the same thing you love. And so it's sort of like that Comic-Con experience. And then of course seeing these heroes, you know, and being able to talk to them and have, you know, at least a moment with them where you were getting something from them. Right. So that's on the fan side. On the professional side, it's about, you know, networking, having a place to show, if you're a filmmaker or writer, showcase your film, be recognized for your work, right? But it's a place of network, meet other filmmakers, meet other directors, meet other action actors. You know, once again, a place of exposure, your work gets seen, you know, by, you know, thousands. And then opportunity for distribution, you know. So it's about opportunity and increasing your base and learning You have classes where we teach, we have action icons that teach you, you know, screen fighting. We have classes, and basically, firearms for film. We have classes and weapons for film. You know, you teach a class there. So there's a place of education, information, like I said, facilitation and exposure to help lift up your level of presentation, right? It's taking you to another level. It's allowing you to, like I said, to network, and the more people you're able to connect with, you know, the stronger your base becomes at the end of the day, and the more opportunities come your way. So once again, it's a place for opportunity. It's a place for relaxation and so forth. But even in the virtual world, we were able to parlay that same foundation of information, education, facilitation, exposure. So even in the virtual world, where we still are, is where we still have the panels. We still have the action icons. We still have the influencers. We still have the actual exhibitors. We have a virtual, a VR hall where people can go and exhibit. I don't know if I can share my screen, but I can actually show that to you.
If you want to.
And let me see if it allows me to. You got to make me a co-host in order for me to share my screen. But there's that. We still have the awards. We still have the red carpets, except everything just comes to you now. Everything is on our website where you can watch. I had two different red carpets going on at the same time, award show going on at the same time. So now things are like actually more more accessible. So if you click above me, there's three dots on my upper right-hand corner, and it'll say, it should say make a co-host or something like that. That'll allow the share the screen. But if not, we can just put a link in there and people can see it. But yeah, so we still have the same influences, but now the world is invited. Now you ain't got to take a plane. You ain't even got to get dressed. All you got to do is just come on and check it out. We go live on Facebook and on our website. So
that's it. Did I do it?
Let's see. Mm-mm. There's a button that says allow host or allow to be co-host, and it says if you click participants and then right next to my name it'll say more, and then it'll allow you to do it. So at the bottom it says participants, and then on the right hand side it'll be a pane, and right next to my name, if you hover over it, it'll say more, and then it'll say make host or make co-host, and that'll allow you to do. But the good news is you can go to urbanactionshowcase.com and you can click gallery, and you can see all the years of Urban Action up to now, and you can see the interviews, you can see the photos. So you can actually see what we've done, and you can make a educated decision from there, because we're just grateful that we have a body of work now, you know, after, you know, over the past 9 years that you can see, that's chronicled, that you can see, you know what I'm saying, and take part of. So.
Yeah, I tried. I'm okay.
Illiterate,
man.
Don't worry about it. You can always put a link. You can go to urbanactionexpo.com.
All right.
It'll take you right there. But if you go to the urbanactionshowcase.com and you just go over, if you click the UASC TV tab, there's a drop-down menu. It will say live, and it'll say panels. You can go to the live if you want to see the live awards and red carpet, and the panels if you want to go to the panels. And then there's something that says, I believe it says virtual expo there. If you go there, it'll take you to the VR experience.
Okay. So the dates again. Give us the dates for the events that are coming up.
Okay, so this year we're adding on because we have the convenience of virtual. So this year our first event is going to be in June. We call it the June Jump Off. Okay. June 4th through 8th, we have something called Back to Black Action Cinema. And doing that, it's June 4th through 6th. With that, you're going to have all the blaxploitation films and the black action films coming together with, you can have watch parties where you can watch, you and the world can watch the film at the same time, and you can chat with each other. We'll have panels. We'll have something called fan experiences where, you know, the heroes and the action stars will actually do shout outs, you know, little messages like congratulations, happy birthdays, you know, things like that. We also have what you call the one-on-one chat. So you could chat with your hero for 3 minutes. And then we have, like I said, the panels and so forth. And then the expo, which is a marketplace that focuses specifically on that. So you have comic creators, you have artists, you have graphic artists, and you know, people that have to do with, you know, black action stars, black action heroes, and black action content. And then ending the month, June 18th to 20th, we have the Kung Fu Mac Attack. And that's the Kung Fu Martial Arts Action Cinema Megathon. Okay? The Kung Fu Martial Arts Action Cinema Megathon, June 18th through 20th. We're going to have, once again, watch parties. We're going to have panels with all the different icons. We're going to have fan experiences. So this is another place where you can come and experience the genre that you love. And then finally, we're closing it out, of course, with Urban Action Showcase and Expo, November 12th through the 20th, once again, virtually. And then if we're trying to bring something new in also with that, it's an extension that we'll talk more about it later on. But it's going to be really cool. But if a miracle happens by June, I believe in miracles, but if, you know, things begin to open up and it's clear and the theaters open up again, because in New York City, we don't have any theaters open. There's no venues and we don't have to social distance anymore. And it's clear by September that the numbers have gone down and not going up. We still may be able to parlay a physical event. And if so, it'll be the 12th and the 13th in the actual, you know, theater. And then the other days will be online, just like we planned previously. So we're going to see, you know, you got to be real careful, because you're talking about people's lives when you're talking about things. And I got to be, you know, it's important that we don't do it for vanity, right? Just to say, oh, we did it.
Right.
Yeah, but who got sick? Who died? Because right. We did it. That don't make no sense. So patience is must have its perfect work. And that's, you know, the keys, you know, patience. There's other things that you can do while you're being patient. The things you can work on. There's other, you know, events that you can present. We've proved that. Like I said, we had 95,000 people from around the world, over 13 countries. So, you know.
Well, congratulations on much success on that you had last year. And we're looking forward to great things this year. And we can imagine what it's going to be like, because once again, people are anxious. They're tired of sitting around. And even if it is virtual, I think we done had a whole year where people adjusted and then made the best of this, man. You know, they online, kids online, families online. So we're looking forward to being a part. I mean, if you want to say anything, you know, just to anyone out there, because we know once again, we can be happy. I mean, I refuse to be down and out. I got to make the best of opportunities because God has given them to us. But some people are still struggling. You can just close out just saying anything to anybody right now that just might, I don't know, man. sometimes it's kind of hard for me to remember that some people just are not moving. Some people just are quitting. Some people just, you know, trying to just end it all because they don't believe that they're going to make it through this. What could you say to them?
Well, I say, look up. The book says, look to the hills, from whence cometh your help. Your help cometh from thee. A lot of times you need something that's greater than you. Because a lot of times we're looking within and all we see is darkness. But if you look up, there's a light. You know, you have a creator that's created you and created you because of love. Because he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And realize that you, even you, you, there's a plan and purpose for you. You're here for a cause, not because. A grandmaster, I know you say that all the time. you know, you say it all the time. You know, you're here for a cause, not because. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people don't have the support system. But there are support systems outside of your own. So that's why I said look up and look out, because there are support systems outside. They may support you more than what you have surrounding you. And if you want to make it, you can make it, but it's going to take you doing something. It's going to take you, you know, moving through something. And a lot of times people are dismayed because of failure, and they feel like they're a failure, but failure is your friend. Failure is your stepping stone. Failure is saying that you tried, but that wasn't the right formula. So now you have that new understanding. Now you can try something else. You know, you've got to become comfortable with failure, because failure is what is the fire that's forging your will, right? That's that fire that is forging you. And it's okay, just realize that it is a stepping stone, right? It's a stepping stone. So, you know, there are people who believe in you, and there are people that love you, but you got to love yourself. And you've got to find a way to believe in something greater than yourself, so that you can know that you can do it. You can make it. You can do what you envision. But there are steps that you're going to have to take, and it's not comfortable. Walking up the stairs is not comfortable. Walking up the stairs, there's pressure walking up the stairs, because you're going against gravity. But that's the only thing that builds. Pressure is the only thing that builds. Resistance is what builds, and that's just those are the laws of life. You can't get around that. You know, the only thing that's greater than the law of gravity is the law of lift, and it takes a lot of pressure to defy that thing we call gravity. You know, so yeah, you know. Believe, you don't believe. For me, like I said, it's God, and God gives me the will and the purpose to manifest my vision, knowing that, you know, when I've emptied myself, you know, there's something greater than myself that I can be, that I can count on, you know, in order to succeed.
That's it, people. Warrior's mindset. I mean, Master Demetrius, make sure you check out the Urban Action Showcase. It's an incredible event. Once again, continue to tune into the Warrior's Mindset Radio. You're never going to be left disappointed. We're never going to give you nothing negative. It's all about uplifting you, because one day I might need you. So we got to keep you pumped up. So when that moment in time comes where we need a helping hand, you're going to only give us positivity, no negativity back. So we thank you, Master Demetrius.
Thank you.
All right. Great day. Awesome day. We talk soon.
Yes, sir.
Peace and blessings, sir.
God bless.
Thank you.